Philip Heiduk here, courtesy of Duke Realty Homes and my brokerage, RE/MAX Real Estate Center, here out of the GTA area. And here we're going to do a market update here for you guys. I'm going to look at what's been happening over the last 3 months. Are sales going up, down? I think most people can guess that sales are going down, prices are going down. And we're going to talk about a little bit about what's happening out there, how it feels to try to buy a home, how it feels to try to sell a home. And we're going to do a little bit of prediction into 2024 as we are getting pretty close. You got your Christmas lights up? I think myself and the kids are going to try to do it today while it's 10 degrees out. So with that in mind, let's get through this. I pulled up the TREB stats here and we're going to see where the market's going, what the trends are. And we're going to look at the last 3 months to show you exactly some interesting phenomenon here. So if you look at all the way in August, we're going to start here. August sales, the amount of sales in August actually is much higher than September and October, which is very interesting because typically August is slow, summer is slow after the spring, people go on vacation, kids are out of school, everyone's doing fun stuff, hopefully. But in September, everything comes back to normal. Listings go up, amount of sales go up. People want to move in December, November, whatever. It's like their second favorite time. It seems to be traditionally September is the second busiest month, but that's not the case this year. So things are really slowing down. If you look at active listings in August, it's 15,498. The months on market is 2.9%. So that means we have roughly 2.9, which means we have roughly 3 months of inventory, which means if the average amount of homes sells and there's no more new listings, then we run out of homes to sell in 3 months. And 3 months is kind of still like a bit of a seller's market, but borderline balance market. And I'll show you something once we go to September, because that's when things change drastically this year. You know, obviously the interest rates, people are getting used to it. And if you look at September, the sales were down from August from 5,200 to 4,631, and active listings, there's like almost 4,000 new listings. So less are being sold, more houses are coming on the market, almost 19,000 houses at this point. And look at this, the months of inventory jumped up by a whole nother month, which means instead of one out of every three homes being sold per month, now we're up to one out of every four homes will be sold in a month. So three out of four homes, so 75% of homes will not sell in the first month, or it will take longer than a month. So buyers have more options, there's more listings, things are much slower out there, days on market still 20. And then if we get to October, not a lot has really changed in October, so it's still this kind of slowish kind of market. If you look at the amount of sales, they're actually almost the same as September. There are more listings. There's about 600 more listings here, 19,500, almost close to 20,000 active listings. Months of inventory, 4.2, so only 0.1 higher. So the trends are more or less similar from September to October. Maybe in November, it's a little similar. Maybe prices are slightly down, months of inventory slightly up. I guess it just depends, because most of the time people stop wanting to sell their house in November, especially in December. They just wait till January, February. So we might have an explosion of homes in January, February. Plus, some people are not selling their houses. And if they don't have to sell their house because they're not getting the offers, they're renting their house. So I'm going to show you a chart here to talk about that. Okay, so here's a really good chart from Scott Ingram. He posted this and I'm just going to steal it, so giving him the credit. But if you look at the months and inventory, it has been creeping up over the course of the year. It was actually really high in September, kind of dipped down a bit. But if you look at the beginning of the year, even from January, there was very, very little amount of homes, very low amount of homes, less than 2 months of inventory. You see there in May at 1.5. So the market did increase in price in the spring, and you know, the guess is for a lot of people that that might be the same next year, but it's really hard to predict an uptick in the spring based on inventory numbers, as there was only 1.5 months of inventory, which is considered a seller's market last spring, but now there's around 4 months of inventory for most places in the GTA. I think Scott doesn't include other places, mostly just the GTA. So here the numbers are a little different than what I just showed. But if you look at condominiums, they're almost up to 6 months of inventory, which means if you own a condominium and you want to sell it, you're going to have to get a little aggressive, and it's going to be a slow process. It is a buyer's market in a condominium. If you're looking to buy a condo, this could be arguably one of the best times to buy one, as for people to want to actively have a chance to sell their condo, they have to price aggressively fair market value, which is constantly changing. As the market changes, fair market value becomes different, and those prices are lower and lower these days. All right, let's take a moment to reflect on what it actually means hitting the ground running. When I'm out there showing properties and when I'm out there listing properties. So basically, it's very slow when you list properties. Number one thing I'm going to tell people is if they're planning to move, is you have to sell first, because there's no way to predict exactly how much you're going to get for your house and when it sells. Buying first is the most stressful, worst potential problem out there for anyone. Now, if you're just looking to buy, there's lots of good deals out there. You just have to calculate carefully how much your monthly payments are, because on average, I think average payments have gone up like $1,200 with the current interest rates. So buyers are becoming very picky, very careful, and there's a lot of listings out there. And I think there's basically two types of sellers out there. The ones that want a certain price for their house, and if that price happens to be more than the fair market value, which, let's be real, most time it is, then they're just sitting there. Nothing's happening. And in fact, anytime I've had a listing recently, and I've at some one point I had five the last 2 weeks ago, people were just simply not coming. You're getting no showings whatsoever if the price isn't at least very close to the fair market value. So there's basically no point in listing the house. Doesn't matter how good the house is. You have to look carefully at the most recent sales and the houses that are selling right now. What is the same type of house like yours that is the same or better? And what price is it? Is it actually selling? Is it moving? So everything is quite slow out there. I think there's a real chance for buyers, but things are still moving as long as they're priced correctly. A second trend that is quite popular to talk about these days is immigration and how that's affecting our housing shortage. We all know we're short houses, hundreds of thousands of homes. The Trudeau government has a plan for up to 2030 to build a million homes, and that's just not realistic. But one thing that's affecting the market, not necessarily in terms of the home sales right now, it could over the years, in 5-10 years, is the amount of immigration we're having, which is affecting the rental market. That's why there's so many immigrants coming in, especially in 2023. There was over a million immigrants coming in, around 500,000 in just straight up immigrated. And there was a rumor of around 900,000 people came on work visas. So that's well over a million, close to 1.4 million if you look at the chart right here, which means that the demand for housing is even more important. I think over the years, eventually when interest rates drop, then the prices are gonna have to go up because people are gonna be fighting over homes again. But in the meantime, it's just affected the rental market. Two things: people need places to live, and so rent rates are higher. There's not that many places to live. They just keep going up. That's why it's incredibly competitive. If you're looking to rent, make sure you have all your documents with you before you even look at a place. So you just, boom, send it to the landlord and they could quickly look at it. And that's the only way you'll have a chance, it seems like these days. And the other thing is that with homes not being able to sell for what the sellers are hoping for or willing to sell them for, or can even sometimes financially sell them for, because remember, people have pulled out a lot of money towards their homes over the last few years when interest rates were cheap, borrowing money was cheap. And now with higher interest rates, all of a sudden, maybe they can't even afford to sell it for a certain price. It has to be a certain price, but they can't sell it or they don't want to. And some people then are now starting to rent out their houses. So now there's more rentals out there. So the prices are going up, but then they're kind of going up and down. So that's affecting the rental market. But it is a precursor prediction that once the interest rates start going down, which the rumor is they're not planning to go down until the third quarter of 2024, if everything goes well, then we will start seeing an uptick of people that can afford to buy a home, and therefore it'll be more competitive, and therefore prices may be going up. The question a lot of my clients ask me is, should I sell now or should I sell in the spring? Naturally, my mind goes, okay, the spring is going to be better overall. Things are extremely slow right now. But what you have to think of is, if you look at the average mortgage that people were paying a few years ago and now what they're paying now with 6.5% interest rates, and hopefully the rates, you know, are starting to fall a little bit right now with the bonds and everything going down, is that if the amount of population, if the people in general have to renew, and on average they'll have to renew and their monthly costs will go up by $1,200 or so, $1,200, if they can stomach it and they can survive, then okay, I think the market will be a little bit better in the spring. I think naturally it'll just be moving a little bit more. Maybe there'll just be more people coming out of the woodshed because buyers are very apprehensive. They're willing to wait because everyone thinks the market's going to crash. You know, it's common to click on these videos, foreclosures, crashes. But chances are the amount of immigration we have, the amount of people we have, the demand in Canadian living, the demand in Canadian real estate is going to keep it afloat. I don't think it's going to crash. However, there's a rough idea that around 20% of the population will have to renew their mortgage in the next year or so, and closer to 35 to 40% in the next 2 years. I guess that makes sense. 20% every 5 years, every year for 100%. That if there's enough people that will have to list their homes because they can't afford the mortgage rates, and the amount of homes goes up, so let's say instead of 4 months inventory, all of a sudden in the spring it gets to 6 months inventory, then we're looking at a buyer's market. Prices will go down even further before they go higher. So I don't know what's going to happen. I guess we'll see. It's honestly a risk. Could you make more money now than in spring? It's very possible. Could you make more money in the spring compared to now? I don't know. Maybe at least it'll be moving quicker, but if more people list their houses, then the prices have to go down, right? Because people won't buy your house for the same prices today as they do in 6 months if there's more inventory. So keep all those things in mind. And if you're not sure what to do with your move, you have questions about the market, you need some advice, give me a call. You can always look me up at DukeRealtyHomes.com and I'll give you some friendly advice. And with that, I wish everyone a wonderful week ahead.